Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and we have a full docket. First, the Ahmed Arbery case, an update. They know who wrote the note. The McMichaels now have attorneys. Second, another missing Colorado woman. Third, the Don't F with Cats guy, Luke Magata, who went from killing cats to people, won't be getting out of custody anytime soon. The Indiana Attorney General takes his suspension for groping, the dumb criminal contestant of the day, and a shout out to all our Patreons. And we're going to do something special for them next week because, frankly, YouTube can't handle the truth. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for watching. If you haven't already done so, hit that little subscribe button. Thank you very much. Second, hit the little like button and hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we put out new content or when we go live. We'll be going live a little more frequently because we're almost out of YouTube detention. First on the docket, Ahmed Arbery case. Yes, people, this gets people fired up. The comments go back and forth. Well, we're going to bring you the facts. Now, yesterday we reported that there was a note that was found at a memorial for Mr. Arbery. And the note said, I'm very sorry, I should have stopped them. This was turned over to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation because nobody knew whether there was in fact another witness or whether this was somebody just giving their condolences to the situation. Well, it turns out it's simply someone that was giving their condolences to the situation, and they are in fact not a witness. Now, for those of you that all recall, the McMichaels were arrested last week after going some 73 days since the date of the incident until they were actually charged and arrested. And what has taken place is that they now have new attorneys. Travis McMichael, 34, and his father, Gregory McMichael, 64, each have their own set of attorneys. And of course, they're making statements. And the gist of their statements is that the public has rushed to judgment and that the truth is going to come out. Now, obviously, as a criminal defense attorney, I understand what they're trying to do for their clients. They're trying to stop the onslaught of the bad PR that they have received to date. Totally get that and understand that. Now, as their defense attorney, I get what they're saying, that they are going to bring the truth out, and once the world knows the truth, this will be cleared as a big misunderstanding. I think that may not necessarily be the case. However, we'll have to wait and see. I've said this before. If there are new facts that come out, I will be the first to say I was wrong or there's new information that changed my mind. Up to this point, based upon the law in Georgia, and everyone wants to talk about the fact that you can make a citizen's arrest, and you've been able to do so since the mid-1800s. I get that, if there's a felony. But the biggest key that I believe in this particular case will be the initial aggressor. The defense is going to say that when Travis McMichael got out of the vehicle, he was not the initial aggressor, and that the initial aggressor was allegedly Mr. Arbery when he is alleged to have grabbed the shotgun. That's what this case is going to twist upon. Why? Because that little portion of it is not on camera. That's kind of out of scene during the whole incident. Isn't that convenient? Not saying it was planned, that's just the way it is, but that's going to be the key argument in this particular case. If I'm wrong, I know that you will let me know and I will acknowledge it, but I think I'm going to be correct on this one. Now, the attorneys, they have a choice to make here real soon. They've made their initial statements. They may even hold a press conference, but keep your powder dry, okay? I have never won a case in the news media. You don't want to telegraph everything that the defense is going to do. You want to have a bit of a surprise if you, in fact, have one. You save it for trial, or you have to give it to the DA for mitigation purposes to make it go away if it's so overwhelming. I can't imagine, based on what we've seen at this point, what there could be that would convince the district attorney or the attorney general in this particular case not to go forward with an indictment and ultimately trial in this case. Next on the docket, another missing woman from Colorado. Now, the FBI has joined the search for a missing Colorado mom of two who disappeared after setting out on a bike ride on Mother's Day. Suzanne Morphew, 49, has not been seen since Sunday afternoon when she left her Salida home to ride her bike on County Road 225 and Highway 50. The Chaffee County Sheriff's Office launched a large-scale search, which included more than 100 people. As of us reporting this right now, no search has yielded any results. The FBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and the Fremont County Sheriff's Office are providing assistance to the Chaffee County Sheriff's Department in the search. Now, Ms. Morphew's husband, Barry, has also put out a $100,000 reward for his wife's safe return, no questions asked. He apparently has declined to make a public plea when asked to do so by the local news and is saying that it is simply too soon. Mr. Barry Morphew is a firefighter at the Chaffee County Fire Protection District and was reportedly out of town on a trip to Denver when his wife vanished. The police, however, are keeping this open as an open criminal investigation. Ms. Morphew's bike has not been found. Ms. Morphew, the mom of two, previously worked as a middle school teacher in Indiana and was last active on social media the day before her disappearance. She had, in fact, put up a picture of her two daughters and said, "Blessed." Let's hope there's a safe return for Ms. Morphew, and in fact, we will continue to follow this case as it progresses. Next on the docket, yep, it's that Don't F with Cats guy, Luca Magnotta. For those of you who haven't seen the Netflix documentary, Don't F with Cats, Luke Magnotta was seen on a video strangling, suffocating cats. The internet world went crazy, tracked this guy down, and ultimately it turned out that he was also killing people on top of cats, which is not surprising because there's a lot of studies that show if you kill animals, you're probably going to be able to kill people as well. Anyway, he received a sentence. He's up in Canada. Although he has asked for an early release based upon the COVID-19 pandemic, apparently many prisoners in the prison that he is in fact in have contracted it. The authorities up there have said no. In fact, he is going to serve at least another 14 years of his sentence. Obviously, what we know here is Luca Magnotta should have done that here in the United States or perhaps LA County, and he'd probably be home by now. Next on the docket, the attorney general in the great state of Indiana is getting his law license suspended for 30 days, and then he has an automatic readmission to practice law. That's right. Attorney General Curtis Hill issued a statement after the Indiana Supreme Court suspended him for 30 days. He was accused of groping other staffers in a party at the end of the legislative session. For those of you who don't know, at the end of the legislative session, they have a big party. The last day is called Sindia, S-I-N-E, and then D-I-E. It's the last day of the session. It's kind of a big deal. Both sides get together, hold big parties. Usually, it sounds like from everything that I've seen and heard about these parties, like most legislative functions, it's complete debauchery. There's sex, drugs, and alcohol, and usually things get completely out of hand. Here in Colorado, we had legislators removed because of their inappropriate conduct at these same parties as well. So we bring this message to you as it relates to the Attorney General Curtis Hill, because Curtis Hill, although he was being looked at for his groping as a criminal conduct, the district attorney politely decided not to charge him. Now, I would submit that if that were you or me or rest of the world, you probably would have been charged with groping and some sort of unlawful sexual contact, which would probably make you a sexual offender. But fortunately, Attorney General Curtis Hill, because of his power and position, apparently got off rather scot-free with a 30-day suspension. What else can you say about that? Maybe let me know what you think about it. Do you think that the Attorney General Curtis Hill in the great state of Indiana should possibly resign? You would think that the people enforcing the laws, the people holding others accountable to the law, would hold themselves out to a higher standard under the law. Apparently that's not the case. What else can you say about that? Let me know what you think about it. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now, a lot of people think, oh, you shouldn't make fun of these people. What you're really saying is the dumb criminal act of the day. Possibly, but it is the person who actually did it. And some people appear to be high rep learners and just don't seem to get it. And yes, we know they're having a bad day, and nobody respects the dumb criminal of the day more than I do. I can tell you I've had to represent a lot of people over the years, and a lot of people will even say, wow, that was dumb. So our dumb criminal contestant of the day is Justin Moser. He is 32, and he's been charged with 3 counts of indecent exposure in public and 2 counts of committing a lewd act, according to police. Now, it is alleged that Mr. Moser, and obviously we give him the presumption of innocence, was driving down the road. He tried to get the attention of the driver next to him, and when he did, he let them know that he was basically wearing no pants and then started to pleasure himself. The driver, obviously somewhat surprised and shocked, called the police, whereupon a police officer in an unmarked police car drove up next to Mr. Moser. Mr. Moser, once again, got the attention of the officer in the unmarked police car, whereupon she saw Mr. Moser pleasuring himself. Mr. Moser was pulled over and arrested. He did speak with the deputies, and Mr. Moser spoke with the deputies as to his alleged lewd behavior, and he stated that he often gets hot, and he likes to, quote, air it out. So you decide, is it the act or the person that is dumb? And everybody is given the opportunity to remain silent, even advised of it if you are in custody and being interrogated. Those two things are required under Miranda. The Supreme Court created this and said, we're going to give you an opportunity to be advised to keep your mouth shut. It's so easy to do that, and yet nobody does. Next on the docket, we want to give a big shout out to some of our Patreon members, and we will continue to do this as we go along. But first, to Brenda C., Carol H., Christy C., Christy D., Cynthia B., Elizabeth D., Jack, Katija B., Kimberly J., Kimberly L., Laura J., Laura L., Lynn H., Mari K., MK Lone Star Handcrafted, M. Maestas, Nikki C., Nikki G., Nurse Ratchet, Petuna, Rainey L., Rhonda R., Robin C., Robin G., Susan G., Tisha O., and Vivian F. Thank you so much for being some of our Patreon members. We will try to give a shout out to everyone as well. Now, as we've stated, we've been put into YouTube time out because, frankly, you can't ever get anybody to respond. And needless to say, some things just aren't made for YouTube. You know, they used to say some things just aren't made for prime time. Well, we're going to do Patreon, and we're going to do cases that we can't discuss here, basically for the graphic nature and getting into some more of the details and facts. So if you would like to be a part of those sessions that are going to begin next week, you may want to go and join Patreon. Nobody's forcing you to do that, and we will try to put those up on YouTube later if we can. But YouTube likes to demonetize anything if they believe that it is, in fact, a, quote, sensitive, end quote, subject, which everything in the true crime genre actually could be characterized as a sensitive nature. So thanks for watching. We appreciate everything that you do. Tomorrow we'll have our winner for the dumb criminal contestant of the week. Well, you all will decide that. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.